From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno says the management of the Grasberg mine by Indonesia must become bright. Over 500 Singapore businessmen attend Indonesia Investment Day. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno said it was not easy to manage large assets such as the Grasberg gold and copper mine in Mimika, Papua. Therefore, Minister Rini asked the state-owned PT Inalum and local governments in Papua, as the owner of 51% of the accumulated shares of PT Freeport Indonesia, is truly preparing qualified human resources and infrastructure technology so that Grasberg production can continue to become bright asset of the country. Minister Rini in Mimika, Papua on Saturday also said that this will truly be an Indonesian asset to be proud of. The minister hopes that majority ownership will really be utilized so that later state companies can manage other mines besides Grasberg. It is also expected more and more Indonesian workers are working to manage the Grasberg mine in Papua. More than 500 Singapore businessmen attended the second Indonesian Investment Day held at Hotel Ritz-Carlton Millenia in Singapore on Saturday, July 27, 2019. The event was organized by the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore in cooperation with stakeholders, group in Indonesia incorporated in Singapore, and was supported by the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry for the Singapore Committee, Singapore Business Federation, SBF, and Singapore Manufacturing Federation, SMF. In total, the number of investment projects or packages is 45 with a potential value of more than $3 billion. Nearly 274 Singapore companies have held individual meetings to explore investment opportunities and challenges in Indonesia. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs A.M. Fahir, in his remarks, said investment is one of the five main commitments of President Joko Widodo in his second term of office, and the IID, or Indonesia Investment Day, is a proper activity to obtain comprehensive information about opportunities in Indonesia. At least 13 key Indonesian products are on display at the 11th Guangdong and Macau Branded Products Fair, which concludes on July 28, 2019. At the expo, which began on July 26, 2019, and is being held at the Venetian Macau, the Convention and Exhibition Center, Indonesia has set up a special pavilion. The key Indonesian products on display at the pavilion include handicraft goods in the form of clothes, accessories, shoes, and bags. In addition, There were also rotten interior decorations, room spray, silk cloth, snake hide bags, jewelry stone, silver, cow horn, and spices typical to the Indonesian archipelago. Deputy Regent of North Gorontalo, Tarik Modangu, assessed that the central government needs to strengthen regions in North Indonesia because it is directly adjacent with a number of countries. Tarik Modangu in Gorontalo on Saturday, July 27, stated that North Sulawesi Province, Central Sulawesi, Gorontalo, North Maluku, North Kalimantan, which are entirely in the northern region, face directly with several countries such as Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, China, North Korea, even shifting to the north, facing the United States and Hawaii. He states, as the concept that arises from an idea to build the North Coast through cooperation between provinces in order to form a region that will guard the side of defense and security and the economy, along with the issue of transfer of the state capital city on the island of Borneo. He considered Kalimantan as the capital city of the country has the potential to accelerate the progress of the territory of eastern Indonesia, especially the North Coast areas. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Indonesian Tourism Minister Arief Yahya opened an ethnic fashion parade titled Banyuwangi Ethno Carnival on Saturday, July 27. This modern ethnic costumes parade has been designated as the top 10 wonderful event in Indonesia this year, with the theme The Kingdom of Blambangan. Minister Arief Yahya said that Banyuwangi has held the 3C principle, namely creative value, commercial value, and CEO commitment, so that the Banyuwangi Ethno Carnival can enter the top 10 national tourist attractions. Besides its quality, this event is indeed capable of presenting excitement and presenting foreign tourists. From the commercial side, tourism has become a contributor to the regional economy. Banyuwangi managed to win the highest tourism sector award in the Indonesia Attractiveness Award, defeating other districts in Indonesia. The Banyuwangi Ethno Carnival was performed by hundreds of talents in extravaganza costumes. Thousands of spectators crowded the path. Even domestic and foreign tourists witnessed the grandeur of the ninth costume parade, which has been held annually. The 2019 ASEAN Plus 3 Song Contest, which was held in Quang Ninh Province, Vietnam on July 26 to 29, 2019, is not only an arena for singing competitions, but also a place to increase unity among ASEAN member countries. Besides that, through music, it is hoped that the participants can better introduce their respective countries and contribute to the name of their country. This was said by Gembi Gusti, one of the judges from Indonesia, on Saturday, July 27, in Halong Bay, Quang Ninh Province, Vietnam. It is hoped the music in the unity of ASEAN, the unity of Asia, and also representative of countries can contribute to raise the name of each country. The ASEAN 3 Song Contest 2019, Indonesia sent two singers, namely Asti Pujisari and Olivia Christina, and one jury, Gembi Gusti, an Indonesian musician and composer who is active in arranging film music and had been the judge at the Indonesian Film Festival. The ASEAN Plus 3 Contest 2019, held by the Voice of Vietnam for the second time, was attended by 22 contestants consisting of singers and artists from 10 ASEAN countries and 4 invitations from China, the Republic of Korea, and Japan. The pop music contest, which is intended for young professional singers between the ages of 18 to 35 years, aims to strengthen social understanding and meeting between Vietnam and countries in the region, as well as foster the development of young talents in the music field in the ASEAN community. The last item. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi has paid a working visit to North Sumatra to review the development plan of transportation infrastructure in Lake Toba, which has been one of the priority areas in the development of leading tourist destinations in Indonesia. In his visit to Lake Toba, Minister Budi Karya Sumadi will check several ports, including Muara Port, Ajibata Port, and Ambarita Harbor, and the implementation of safety procedures for passengers of ferries. The ministry continues to make improvements in both the safety and service aspects of transportation in Lake Toba. At present, the government has constructed ferry port in 8 locations in Lake Toba, namely the ports of Ajibata, Ambarita, Simanindo, Tigaras, Muara, Balige, Tongging, and Marbun Toruan. It also operates 3 units of roll-on-roll of ferries and 1 water bus. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This week's spotlight is on increasing exports. The Ministry of Trade conducts a visit to spice importers in the Netherlands. The Indonesian Ministry of Trade, represented by Director General of National Export Development Arlinda, visited an Indonesian spices importer, Verstegens Spices and Sauces BV, in The Hague, Netherlands on Monday, July the 22nd. The visit aims to increase exports of Indonesian spices to the Netherlands and other European countries. It was held on the sidelines of the Market Intelligence Workshop, attended by Indonesian trade attachés, trade promotion center, and economic function from around the world. Erlinda in The Hague on Monday said, in addition to continuing to encourage the increase of Indonesian exports, this visit was to find out the obstacles faced by Dutch importers in bringing spice products from Indonesia. Verstegens Spices and Sauces BV is a Dutch manufacturer and importer company engaged in spices sector. This company distributes its products not only in the Netherlands but throughout Europe. Verstegens Spices and Sauces BV has been importing spices from Indonesia for more than 20 years, reaching 30% of total imports. According to Arlinda, cooperation and collaboration between Dutch buyers and Indonesian suppliers in improving the quality of Indonesian spices in order to meet European Union standards became key in competing to win markets in the Netherlands and Europe. Arlinda said the Ministry of Trade will continue to provide support and full attention to buyers of Indonesian products through various programs, one of them through direct visits to buyers abroad. Meanwhile, during the visit, Arlinda also invited Dutch importers to participate in the Indonesian Trade Expo, which will be held at Banten from October the 16th until 20th. The Netherlands is one of the potential markets for spices from Indonesia. In 2018, Indonesian spice exports to the world reached $31.2 million. Meanwhile, in the second quarter of this year, Indonesian spice exports to the Netherlands were recorded at $12.6 million. The export of Indonesian spices to the Netherlands consists of several types, including cinnamon, white and black pepper, nutmeg, vanilla, ginger, turmeric, and bay leaves. Among these types, there are some that dominate the market. Indonesia supplies around 47.2% of cinnamon from total Dutch imports from the world in the first quarter of 2019. The size of this market makes Indonesia one of the main suppliers of cinnamon in the Netherlands. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week. Today in history begin with July the 28th, 1976, the Tangshan earthquake. The Tangshan earthquake was a natural disaster that occurred on July the 28th, 1976. This disaster is believed to be the largest earthquake of the 20th century. The epicenter of the earthquake is near Tangshan in Hebei, People's Republic of China, an industrial city with around 1 million residents. The number of deaths initially reported by the Chinese government was 655,000, but later it was declared to be around 240,000 to 255,000, and another 164,000 people were listed as seriously injured. Turning to July 28, 2010, the crash of Air Blue Flight 202 aircraft.
Airblue Flight 202 is a scheduled flight by Airblue from Karachi to Islamabad. The plane was crashed in the Margalla Mountains. This accident killed all passengers and crew of 152 people. I'll end with July the 28th, World Hepatitis Day. World Hepatitis Day, observed on July the 28th each year, aims to increase global awareness of hepatitis B and C diseases and encourage prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. About 500 million people worldwide live with hepatitis B or C. Well, that was today in history of Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He is one of our regular listeners who always sends reception report of our broadcast. We received his email on July 21st, 2019. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. How are you? We hope you are healthy and happy. Thank you for your compliment. We keep trying to do best for our listener satisfaction around the world. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Sudah terlalu lama sendiri. Sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Pagi ke malam hari tak pernah terlintas di hati. Bahkan di saat sendiri aku tak pernah merasa sepi. Sampai akhirnya ku sadari aku tak bisa terus begini. Aku harus berusaha. Tapi mulai dari mana? Sudah terlalu lama sendiri. Sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Sudah terlalu asik sendiri. Sudah terlalu asik dengan duniaku sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Teman-temanku berkata yang kau cari seperti apa. Ku hanya bisa tertawa, nanti pasti ada waktunya. Walau jauh di lubuk hati, aku tak ingin terus begini. Aku harus berusaha, tapi mulai dari mana? Sudah terlalu lama sendiri. Sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani. Terlalu asik sendiri. Sudah terlalu asik dengan duniaku sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Bukan tanpa nyali sadar aku begini. Apa yang di depan mata tak seperti yang engkau kira. Oh, bahwa sesungguhnya pintu hati menunggu terbuka. Lama tak ada yang menemani.
dengan duniaku sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Jauh di lubuk hati aku tak ingin sendiri.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia for today is about Asian Schools Games 2019 was closed by the Central Java Governor at Borobudur. Asian Schools Games, or ASG 2019, has brought success to the Indonesian contingent to win the overall champion. Indonesia made sure to become the overall champion after winning 43 gold medals, 34 silver, and 25 bronze medals, with a total of 102 medals, followed by Thailand and Malaysia in the second and third positions. The closing ceremony of the 2019 ASG, which took place at Lumbini Park Borobudur Temple, Magelang Regency, on Wednesday, July 24th, was officially closed by Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo. In the closing speech, Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo expressed his appreciation to all participants for their participation in the ASG event, as well as the committee and volunteers who had supported the event. Ganjar Pranowo also congratulated all the winners. He also reminded that the strongest is not the one who always wins, and the loser is not the weak one. He said, "ASG 2019 might end today, but togetherness and friendship will continue to be established." Governor Ganjar Pranowo said the participants not only competed in the field, but they were also invited to get to know the culture of the organizer city, so that they would bring good stories about Semarang and Indonesia when they return to their homeland. Meanwhile, the Deputy for Youth Development of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Asrorun Niam, representing the Youth Minister of Sports, Imam Nahrawi, at the closing, said that cooperation between Asian countries could be improved through sports because sport became a strategic tool in improving human relations, especially for the younger generation. He conveyed that the Asian Schools Games is an annual multi-sport event for high school student athletes in Asian member countries and held under the authority of the Asian School Sports Council, or ASSC. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Technical Committee of the Asian School Sports Council, Ong Kim Soon, said that Indonesia could solve existing problems both before and during the event. He thanked Indonesia for having held the Asian Schools Games to the fullest. He claimed to visit a number of venues and was impressed by the way Indonesia, as the host, showed the values of the competition in this annual multi-event sport. The process of handing over the host flag for the next event was carried out by Ong Kim Soon, chairman of the Technical Committee of ASSC, Salvador Malana, Senior Minister Officer of Education Department Philippines, Asrorun Niam, Deputy of Youth Ministry of Youth Development, and Mohammed Jais bin Haj Abdurrahman, Acting Director of Co-Curricular Education, Brunei Darussalam Ministry of Education. The host for ASG 2020 is the Philippines, where the city of Dumaguete is the host city. So listener, that was My Indonesia for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our regular listener, Malik Shoaib, also in Pakistan. He was listening to our podcast through website www.voinews.id. Hello, Mr. Malik Shoaib. Welcome to join in VOI lovers. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and thank you for your kindness to pray in order our crew always healthy. And with thanks to the God that you are also in good condition. If you want to know more about Voice of Indonesia, through www.voinews.id, please click About Us, where you can find out on VOI's vision and mission, historical background, and legal basis. Well, Mr. Malik, special for you, here is a beautiful song. Happy listening.
Cintaimu melebihi cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu. Walau ku tahu ku kan terluka jikalau semua berbeda. Kau bukanlah orang yang kupuja, tetapi hatiku telah memilih. Cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu. Walau ku tahu ku kan terluka jikalau semua berbeda. Kau bukanlah orang yang kupuja, tetapi hatiku telah memilih.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
RRI was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. This time, I will introduce Nihiwatu Beach in West Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara. CNN once named this beach as the 17th prettiest of the 1,000 most beautiful beaches in the world and even considered it to be more beautiful than Hanalei Beach in Hawaii. Nihiwatu Beach is a maritime paradise that is quite popular among domestic and foreign tourists. This beach presents super exotic scenery with white sand, bluish green sea. In addition, this Nihiwatu Beach has perfect waves that move quickly and create challenges for surfers. This is what makes many foreign tourists come to Nihiwatu Beach in West Sumba. On this Nihiwatu Beach, tourists can do many activities such as fishing, sunbathing, cycling, taking some water rides, surfing to snorkeling, and diving. Nihiwatu Beach also has a well-maintained underwater life. There are various coral reefs and abundant marine biota. Here, while enjoying the beauty of nature, you can also contribute directly to turtle conservation efforts. You can take part in turtle release activities on the beach or see turtles laying eggs at night. If you want to visit Nihiwatu Beach, you must go first to Bali and then continue by plane to West Sumba. From Tambaloka Airport in West Sumba, you can immediately rent a vehicle to Nihiwatu Beach, which is about 30 kilometers from downtown Waikabubak in West Sumba. After doing various activities in Nihiwatu Beach, you can enjoy dusk on this beach. You can ride a horse along the beach while enjoying the sunset. It is indeed a wonderful experience. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow we'll meet again with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Terho Poutianin in Finland. In his email, Mr. Terho Poutianin asked about his email, which was sent by him several years ago. Hello, Mr. Terho. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. As information, your email has been replied some time ago by our management. As our apology, special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening!
Terkadang sulit diterka, akan kemana membawa kita. Bila saja segala rencana berjalan apa adanya. Walau tak mudah untuk bertahan, ku menolak kalah oleh keadaan. Meski tiada yang jamin ku di sini, esok masih melihat mentari. Oh,
harapan takkan mati. Ku tak sendiri, oh, percaya dalam gelap sinar kan menyala, harapan kan ada.
Here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Today's Miscellany is about turning biomass waste into paper. Two students of Agriculture Technology Faculty at Brawijaya University, Malang, East Java, made an innovation. They are Sakina Hilya and Khadija Arabi. The two made pulp and paper from biomass waste. Biomass itself is an organic material resulted from photosynthesis process, both in the form of a product or a waste. It can be tree, grass, agricultural waste, and many others. The team made a simple device called cellulose from biomass waste, or C-bombs. This device can produce better quality and more eco-friendly paper. Until now, the main material for paper is wood, and to produce one ream of paper, it requires one whole 5-year old tree. Meanwhile, Khadijah said they use biomass waste as the main material for paper because based on the data from Agriculture Ministry in 2014, the amount of unused biomass waste, especially from agriculture and plantation, reached 20 million tons annually. Meanwhile, biomass waste is high of cellulose. This cellulose is an important indicator in producing pulp and paper. The higher the cellulose is in pulp, the better the paper will be produced. Biomass waste from agriculture is processed into pulp and paper by using sea bombs. This has many advantages compared to other methods applied in pulp and paper industry currently that often uses chemical. According to Khadijah, sea bombs is more eco-friendly, has shorter process, and does not need thermal process that can degrade the cellulose. They then hoped that sea bombs can help realizing the vision of green industry integrated to Industry 4.0 and also can bring welfare for the farmers by still increasing production process and being eco-friendly. So listener, that was Miscellany for today. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Untuk selamanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today, I will discuss one song from Petra Sihombing. Recently, Petra Sihombing released a new single titled Cerita Kita Milik Semua. The song tells about the effect of the influence of technological developments that caused excessive openness. Petra thinks that the song Cerita Kita Milik Semua is a song that is quite relevant in the digital era. According to him, social media can bring positive things, but if the use is not controlled, then the results may end in danger. The single was very sweet to be sung by Petra with his soft vocal wrapped in a light beat rhythm and a minimalist guitar. Well, listener, here is Cerita Kita Milik Semua, sung by Petra Sihombing.
Aku tahu semua yang kau juga tahu. Mereka tahu sama sepertiku, sama sepertimu. Berbeda zona waktu tak jadi halangan. Ini kemajuan atau merugikan dari pikiran jadi unggahan instan. Cerita kita milik semua. Nostalgia makin tak berharga. Cerita kita milik semua. Lewat layar rindu ruang sinar. Cerita kita milik semua. Zaman serba sekarang, semua tak ingin dilarang. Akulah yang paling benar. Sekarang jadi hakim tak perlu gelar. Di antara kau dan aku tak ada lagi pemisah. Kita lupakan etika, selamatkan kami etika. Nostalgia makin tak berharga. Cerita kita milik semua. Lewat layar penakut juara. Cerita kita milik semua.
Indonesia.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata. Karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah.
Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, da 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 da. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. You are the beauty, hey, yeah. You're the beauty. Beauty is you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Karena lelah bermain asmara.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku bingung, tak tahu harus bilang apa. Terpesona, agak sedikit tersihir oleh cantikmu, yeah.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.